I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, August 15th. The investigation into the death of a Hingham man off the South Shore last weekend is continuing. The incident actually took place in Cohasset, police said yesterday. So their detectives are working with state investigators to determine what happened. Authorities had previously said the boat capsized off Nantasket Beach in Hull. Cohasset police urged the public to be careful and keep a safe distance when boating near Doctor's Island off of Black Rock Beach, where police divers were working yesterday. 56-year-old Michael Lorette died after being taken to a Coast Guard station in Hull. One lobsterman described finding pieces of a boat in the water off of Nantasket Beach last Saturday morning. Lorette was later found and pulled from the water by the U.S. Coast Guard. No one else was believed to be missing after a search of that area. Power was knocked out in areas of North Quincy and Wollaston yesterday morning. National Grid says an equipment problem cut off power to several thousand customers for several hours, beginning at 7 a.m. yesterday. The outage also affected traffic signals, causing some delays. Most of the power was back on by 9 a.m. Power was fully restored before noon. Veterans, family, friends, and supporters all gathered at the World War II Memorial at Mount Wollaston Cemetery in Quincy recently to mark what would have been the 100th birthday of Private First Class William R. Caddy of Quincy. Caddy was killed in action in the Battle of Iwo Jima when he threw himself on a grenade to save his squad. He was 19. Mark Conley of the William R. Caddy Detachment in Quincy said Caddy demonstrated the ultimate act of valor. Congress bestowed the Medal of Honor on Caddy posthumously, and a monument at the Montclair School honors his and the service of all Montclair area veterans who served during World War II. Caddy is buried at the National Memorial Cemetery in Hawaii. A memorial park in his honor is located on Quincy Shore Drive across from Wollaston Beach. Oh, it's much easier for people with disabilities to enjoy Mound Street Beach in Quincy Point with the recent installation of a Moby mat. War II counselor Richard Ash says the 5-by-50-foot mat was installed recently with help from the Quincy Department of Natural Resources and funding provided by the former Beaches Commission. Ash credited Margaret Milne for working to secure the funds necessary for the Moby mat on what is also known as Sandy Beach. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott proud to announce the graduation of 12 new correctional officers from the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office Training Academy. The officers were celebrated in a ceremony that was held Wednesday at the Dedham Hilton, where they were joined by their families and friends. The theme of this training academy was attention to detail. McDermott also offered high praise for his academy's training staff, which is led by its commander, Lieutenant John Nee, and Assistant Commander, Sergeant Ryan Howell. Former American Idol finalist Ayla Brown was a featured performer during the officers' graduation, singing the Star Spangled Banner. Well, the young baseball players from Braintree representing New England in the 2025 Little League World Series stumbled as their trek to a title began yesterday. The Braintree American Little League team was shut out in its first game at LaMod Stadium in Williamsport, beaten 13-0 by the Southeast Winners, a team from Irmo, South Carolina. The tournament is a double elimination, meaning Braintree has their second chance to advance tomorrow when they'll play the Southwest teams from Richmond, Texas. They lost to Connecticut earlier on Thursday. The Braintree American Little League team plays its first game tomorrow at 3 p.m. The tournament runs through August 24th. Saturday's game is a must-win for Braintree. Governor Healey filing a $2.45 billion supplemental budget with the legislature yesterday. In addition to funding health care initiatives, education, and public safety, governor's also looking to set aside money for the World Cup, when it comes to the Boston area next year. Governor's office says that Healey's proposing to create a $20 million reserve to be used to support activities related to the World Cup in Massachusetts, as well as drive the state's tourism economy. It's not clear yet exactly where the money will go. Among the other expenditures in the supplemental bill, $162 million to cover costs for sheriffs in the state, $75 million for housing, $60 million for snow removal, $18 million for hospital operations, and $12 million for universal school meals. Gillette Stadium in Foxborough will host 7 World Cup matches next summer. 5 of those will be in group play, 1 in the round of 32 and a quarterfinal match. The state's estimating the tournament could generate more than $1 billion in economic impact for Massachusetts. The ticket application process will begin in September. Organizers said earlier this month they're looking for thousands of volunteers for different positions in Boston, Foxborough, and other locations in Massachusetts during the World Cup. A recent poll from Axios Boston found that 56% of respondents said they liked the idea of Massachusetts hosting the World Cup, while 43% were not on board. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater in Quincy present Echoes of Floyd, a Pink Floyd tribute band, tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. Admission is free and refreshments will be available. City of Quincy presents the 70s, 80s, and 90s Dance Party Saturday from 2 to 7 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. The event is free and food and beverages will be available for purchase. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead presents 18th Century Candle Making Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A $10 donation is suggested. The 38th annual Quincy August Moon Festival will be held Sunday from 11 to 3 along Coddington Street in Quincy Center. The free event features live entertainment, a marketplace, amusements, and food and beverages for sale. Opening ceremonies with a lion dance begin at noon. Free parking is available at the Hale Family YMCA and Quincy High School. The Friends of Wollaston Beach presents Kids Fest Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. The free event will include children's activities, games, a bubble barge, a DJ, kite making, a splash pad, and dancing. Quincy Farmers Market is open every Sunday through October 26th at St. Chrysostom's Church on Hancock Street in Wollaston. The market is open from 12:30 to 4. You can visit quincyfarmersmarket.com for more information. The Quincy Animal Care Center will be hosting a birthday party for Bella, a chocolate lab, on Saturday at 11 a.m. on the roof of its new facility on Quarry Streets. Bella, who will be 9 years old tomorrow, has been with the shelter since last November and is searching for her forever home. Saturday's event is for people only. Bella would do best in a home without other animals. She is reactive to other dogs, so being the only pet would be best. The shelter encourages those who are interested in adopting Bella to attend the party tomorrow and meet the birthday girl. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was down 11 points. The NASDAQ fell 2. The S&P rose 1. Asian stocks generally higher after Wall Street fell following a disappointing report that said inflation was worse last month at the U.S. wholesale level than economists had expected. The dollar was down. The euro rose. And oil at $63 a barrel. Sports Red Sox are back home tonight. Begin a series with the Marlins at 7:10. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, partly sunny at a high of 79 degrees. For tonight, clear and lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 84. Sunday, hazy, hot, and humid, the high of 92. And partly sunny, high 75 on Monday. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, northeast winds 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots at a high tide 4:48 p.m. Sunrise 5:51, sets at 7:44. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, August 15th.